I moved to this area at the beginning of 2016, and I'd heard about the sanctuary, and I walked in the door, and I was like, this is one of my places. And I just kind of knew. So I started to get involved with things, and then when the radio show started up, that was in August of 2017, and I was there at the right moment and went to the meeting, and next thing you know, I was in the pilot.
There you go. What did you do in the pilot?
Well, I was a co-host, and we got most of the way through it. We ran out of material, so we had to make up some stuff at the end and had a nice little conversation. Thinking on the fly, yep, which I'm generally not bad at. And I didn't stress out about it the way that a lot of people do.
Good. So what has your experience been like for the more than a year that you've been involved?
Well, it's been great. So when I went to college, if I'd gone to the right place, I would have gotten involved in the radio and started scratching that itch a long time ago. Mm. But I went to a school, a Jesuit school, where they were uptight, and because some prior students had placed an abortion ad on the radio, they sold off the rights to their FM radio station to a cross-city rival institution for $1.
Wow.
So all they had left was a crappy AM station thing with a range of about 12 feet, and so I didn't bother. But I've always loved radio.
So, interesting. And yeah. So what do you do besides hosting on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine?
I do production of stories. So that's another thing. I have enough of a range of interests that I can plug in different things. So like I do this bike bucket where I try and cover a number of bicycle related stories, and that's everything from Troy Bike Rescue across the street to policy related changes to conferences, all that kind of stuff. And then there's the farm bucket where I can go to the Northeast Organic Farming Association conference and cover all that kind of stuff, or interview a farmer and all that stuff. So there's really endless things, and activism too.
So bikes, farming, and activism.
Yep.
Do you see those things as related?
They're all related because they're news. Basically, anything that our listeners could have an interest in is potential material.
But you've chosen those three things. Is there a reason those things have significance to you?
I like to bicycle, I'm a farmer, and I'm an activist. So these are things that I know.
Mm.
Like if you put me in some other scenario, I might not be as comfortable immediately. But then again, that's a great growing experience, which is one of the great things about being involved in a news program on the radio, is you get a chance to go into things that you never knew before. And you do your research, you expand as a person, and you're helping your audience too.
When you say that, are you thinking of any specific segments that you've done in your time here?
Well, I can say that I only moved to Troy at the beginning of 2016, so I didn't know anything about Monument Square or any of the intrigue that went along there. But certainly going door to door and interviewing people working in that area, and learning about how this whole thing had progressed and different failed building experiences. With the city hall being torn down and this giant eyesore of a lot.
Just to catch up folks who might not be interested, we're talking about downtown Troy, where the Troy City Hall used to be and was knocked down a number of years ago and is now empty space. And there have been big dreams about what might go there. And you're saying you did an interview where you just interviewed people on the street to see what their thoughts were.
Yep. And then I went to I forgot what the term for it is, but the creative seminar that they had earlier in the summer.
Sort of a public forum?
Yes, to try and get an idea of, you know, what people's ideas were for the place. And that was striking because you just saw the community, first of all, spill out and express themselves saying that they wanted an interactive space. They didn't want 11 movie theaters. They wanted something that was oriented around the community.
Very cool. So for folks who might be listening and thinking about getting involved on the show as either a host or a producer or even, you know, behind the scenes as a sound engineer, do you have anything to say to those people?
Yes. If you fear it, it's probably exciting to you. Mm. And it's something that you should face. So there are a lot of people that are fearful and excited of being on stage. And so some of them use that as a reason never to do it. But the ones that do, I think, find that, suddenly they're larger people than they were.
Mm.
So it's a great experience that way. And also, once you face something like that and do it, you realize, hey, I can do this. And it's really exciting. So, and there are great people here to work with that are just kind of coming out of the woodwork that I probably wouldn't have met otherwise.
Hmm. That's something that I think almost every other interview that I've done with hosts and producers have touched on, the community and the different people who are involved. And I think people, yeah, have said without fail that they're people who they wouldn't otherwise get to be talking to and certainly, you know, working with.
It's true. And then there are also, on the flip side of that, there are people that you think that you know, and they get involved here and you know them better and you see more about what their interests are. When I was first trying to move to Troy and I was crashing at a friend's couch, I met a number of people there that I didn't see for 2 years. And then suddenly Kleanna showed up not long ago and became a regular contributor. And so it's great how these people circle back in.
And so you're here. It's been more than a year. You've been here since day one. Is there anything coming up for Dave Pablo as a WOSC producer that folks can listen to or be get excited about?
Well, as an activist, I'm going to be on trial next week.
regular occurrence.
Yeah, for climbing into a pipeline to stop a dangerous gas pipeline thing. Right next to Indian Point. So that's going to be a news item, and I don't know whether it's going to be the type of thing where I will be interviewing on this station first, or if we win, maybe we'll get on Democracy Now. We'll see what happens. But there's that, and then I plan to do more bike-oriented stuff and farm-oriented stuff in the future. And also, as the year winds down, I think I'm going to reassess what I want to do with 2019 and see how I can incorporate things better and what kind of messages I want to get across and what things are worth covering.
Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you think it's important to touch on?
Not that I can think of immediately. I just think people should come down here and get involved in this. I mean, there's, even if you don't do the radio thing, there's so much that the sanctuary has to offer. Like I also serve on the video crew oftentimes, and I used to do video maybe 10, 15 years ago when I lived in Boston, but I hadn't done it for a long time. So there's just opportunities to be creative here and to learn different crafts that you can use. They could be a job after this, you know. It wouldn't surprise me if some of the people who get involved in the radio become actual journalists. So
it's great that you brought up the video crew. Do you want to tell our listeners what that's about?
Sure. So there are regular events that happen at the sanctuary, including, you know, some major speakers like Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! Or Chris Hedges or Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stone, and great bands and bands usually that you've never heard of, but they just kind of blow you away for their level of musicality.
Yeah.
And the sanctuary has a 4-camera setup and a mixing system, and you can come in and learn how to use it. And if you have some skills, you'll get plugged in a lot.
There you have it.
Yep.
Thanks for coming on.
Well, my pleasure.